Okay, in the English at the bottom is 314, and the top is Pei Gimel. Four line, new paragraph, four lines at the bottom of the page. Now, Trebe was explaining what we learned last time in the time before. He was explaining the pasuk that says, Ani Hashem Leishanisi, I am Hashem that didn't change. And he explained, because world does not change Hashem in any way whatsoever. Because by Hashem knowing himself, he automatically knows everything. And unlike us, that our knowledge adds to our understanding, before we learned it, we didn't know it. And now we learn it, we know it. But by Hashem, it doesn't work like that, because there's nothing outside of Hashem. So by Hashem knowing himself, he knows everything. So therefore, if everything in the world is created from Hashem, so then everything is Hashem, and therefore, whether there is a world or no world, it doesn't cause any change in Hashem whatsoever. That's what we're up to now. So he says, meaning, Mikan Yeshlohavin, from here we can understand, Shigigas mixes Chachamim Be'ineim, the mistake of some Chachamim in their eyes, that made a mistake, Hashem Yechaper Ba'adam, may God forgive them. Shashagu V'tol, that they made a mistake, Be'yunim B'kisvi Arizal, that they made a mistake in the teachings of the Arizal, Ve'yvinu Inyan HaTzimtzum HaMuskir Sham Kipshutei. They understood the concept of Tzimtzum, that the Arizal writes, and they took it in a literal sense. The Arizal, the beginning of Etz Chaim, says the following. At the beginning, and paraphrasing what Arizal says, that at the beginning, before God created the world, there was the infinite revelation of God, that's the expression of the Arizal, that the infinite revelation of God filled a whole space. And there was no room for worlds to exist. So what did Hashem do, the Arizal writes? Hashem removed himself to the side, re-revealed the power of limitation, and then Hashem was able to create the worlds. That is what the Arizal says. Now, to explain what the Arizal says before we say what their mistake was, Hashem has an infinite ability, Hashem has unlimited ability, and Hashem has the power of limitation. Like it says in Avedas HaKedesh, Kshem sheyesh lekeach bilti balgvul, kach yesh lekeach bigvul. Just like Hashem has an infinite ability, Hashem has a finite ability. So Hashem could do infinite, and Hashem could do finite. But before the concept of Tzimtzum, when the infinite power of Hashem was revealed, the Kreach HaGvul, the power of limitation, was not revealed. What was revealed was the infinite power of Hashem, the unlimited power of Hashem. When infinite is revealed, you can't have a limited world. Because if infinite is revealed, how in the world can you have a limited world? There's no room for it. There's only infinite. You can't cut infinite in half. Mathematically, you can't. Because infinite divided by two is also infinite. Because infinite is not divisible. Bli gvul cannot be divided mathematically. It can be divided. So when Hashem revealed his infinite power, there was no ability for limited worlds to exist. Hashem couldn't limit it, because when you limit infinity, it's still infinite. So what did Hashem do? That is all right. He removed himself off at the side, which simply means God removed himself from the world, the infinite power, and then he re-revealed a limited power called in Chassidus the Kav, the line, and then world was able to become existing. The finite beginning of the world began. That's the way you take the Arizal limit, literal. So these people, these Chachamim, and there were great tzaddikim that said that, even though the Alter Rebbe writes Hashem Yechaper Ba'adam, there were great tzaddikim that learned that the Arizal meant simply God removed himself from the world, and then he re-revealed a ray of himself to be able to create worlds. And the Alter Rebbe says we can understand what their mistake is and why they're wrong. That can't be, because God cannot remove himself, because God is everything and everything is God. You can't remove yourself. Removing yourself means you're not there, and there can't be a place where God doesn't exist.
Aren't you just limiting Hashem by saying he can't do something?
No. Hashem was able to do it. That's what Alter Rebbe is going to explain. That's the concept of Tzimtzum that only Hashem could do. By not that he left, by being there, he was able to be where he's not. And that only Hashem could do. But he didn't leave.
So what did he do?
Well, let's see what he did. There's a very, there's this philosophical question. That's what he said, yeah. So, Alter Rebbe said before, we can't understand it. So the question, why are we learning it? So we discussed last week the purpose of learning it. Because by knowing what we don't understand on a higher level, it's like we said, the difference between a trillion, trillion and one compared to infinite. That we went through last week. I'm not going through that again. You have there's an interesting philosophical question. The way they have, it's the same question in different with different terms. Can God make another God? Or can God make a stone that he cannot pick up? What's the trick of the question? The trick of the question is very simple. If there's nothing God can't do, so the question is, can God make a stone that he can't pick up? So if you think he can't make such a stone, then you're saying God can't do something. If you think he could make a stone, but if he can't pick it up, then you're saying God can't do something. So this is the old philosophical question, can God make another God? Because by definition, a God cannot be made. But if you're saying God can't make another God, that means you're limiting God. But by saying there's another God, then you're... Instead, philosophers. There's an old philosopher who's put down in a lot of the books. So the answer to the question is that the question is a ridiculous question. For instance, if you have a question, can Hashem make a square circle? Can Hashem make a square circle? No, because a circle can be square and a square can be circle. It has nothing to do with God. It's a contradiction in terms. It can't be. So then it's not a square anymore. But to say it's a square as a circle, it's a contradiction of terms. To say a stone that he can't pick up is a contradiction of terms. In other words, the question... Because there isn't a thing Hashem can't do. So a stone that he can't pick up can't exist. It's not that he can't do it. Such a thing can't exist. It's not a chesaron. It's not something lacking in God. If a person says, forget about, God forbid, don't say forget about God. I'm saying, let's speak in human terms. I can make a square, I can make a circle. Okay? Then somebody says, okay, so go make a square circle. And I can't, it's not my fault. It's not something lacking in me. There's nothing to do with me. A square circle can't be. Because if it's a square, it's not a circle. If it's a circle, it's not a square. It's not a lacking in my ability that I can't make a square circle. A square circle just can't be. There's nothing to do with Eibishter's ability.
You know, there's many things that Hashem made that are contradiction terms. And Chassidus comes and explains it.
No. The thing that Chassidus explains is that God is so great we can't understand what he does. We don't explain it. We just said, listen, the concept that Hashem is Nimna HaNimnois didn't originate in Chassidus. It's a Rajba. It's a famous Tshuva Rajba that writes that God is Nimna HaNimnois, meaning he's held back from what's held back, meaning there isn't a thing he can't do. But anyway, so they maintained that God's presence left and then he re-revealed himself into the world. That is the concept of what's called Tzimtzum Kipshutei. They took Tzimtzum in the literal sense that when the Arizal wrote, Silek Atzmei Kaviyochel Al Atzad, that Hashem removed himself to the side to allow something else to come. Like if you're blocking the way, you move away, that something else can come. So that's the way they took Tzimtzum Kipshutei. Let's see it inside them. They understood the concept of Tzimtzum mentioned in the Arizal in a simple sense. That Hashem removed himself, God forbid, from this world. Hashem supervises from above, Bashkocha Pratis, with divine presence and divine providence, Al Kol HaYitzurim Kulam, on all the creations entirely, Asher B'Shamayim Imal, V'al Ha'aretz Mitachas, in the heavens are above and the earth below. So what do they say? They say basically what the Pasuk says in Tilim. Ram Al Kol Goyim Hashem, Al HaShamayim Kavedei. The God's glory is only in the heaven, in higher than the level of Tzimtzum, and God controls the world from the distance, remote control. Because they maintained, and there was a logic behind it, by the way, they maintained that to say that Hashem finds himself in this low world is degrading God. To say that Hashem finds himself in, pardon the expression, in manure, in garbage, in dirt, in filth, in the lowest of things, they say, how in the world can you say the king is in the ash, but the king is in the garbage? They say that's degrading and disgracing Hashem. So therefore, what do they say? Hashem controls the world like the king. He sits in his palace and he controls the world with commands. So they say Hashem left the world. He controls the world by Hashkocha Pratis. Well, yeah, that's what he says, meanwhile. Shemashgiach Mamal Hashkocha Pratis. So he says, so the Alter Rebbe writes like this, Meinu Mavachi Yavshir Klal Leimet Inyan Atzimtzum Kipshutei. Besides the fact, you can't use human terms to define God. In other words, what does it mean? God moved himself. God is a being that moves, and he moves out of the way. You can't say Hashem removed himself. Removal is a physical concept. Like you said, Mikra Guf, it's a happening of a body. You can't say that Allah Kodesh Baruch Hu Bar Hashem Hanivdo Me'am Ravavis Ribir Ravavis Avdolas Arinkes, with tens of thousands of, you know, differences. And then the Alter Rebbe says like this: Av Gamzeis Leibedas Yidabru. Not only can they not describe it because it's a physical phenomenon, you can't explain physicality by Hashem. He said they're not speaking intellectually. This concept can't be intellectual. Why? Because these people are believers, and they believe that Hashem knows everything that's going on in the world, Hashafel in the low world, and supervises them. And we must say, that God's knowing them adds something into God that he didn't have before. Why? Because God knows himself with himself. Meaning as follows. If they believe that God knows everything that's going on in the world, simultaneously, like the Alter Rebbe explained before, they have to believe, they must believe, that God doesn't gain or become diminished by knowing or not knowing. We learned before, a person, when you know something, you gain knowledge. You forget something, or a lot of things, you lose knowledge. You can't say by Hashem that he gains or loses before he knows, or during the knowing, or after the knowing. Because by saying that Hashem gains by a knowledge, you're basically saying Hashem is incomplete, and something outside of him, so to speak, is completing him. You can't say that. Because there is nothing which is not Hashem. So you can't say that any knowledge adds something to Hashem, because then you're basically saying that the knowledge is not Hashem, and now it's adding something to Hashem. That's Apikorsis. You can't say that there's nothing Hashem doesn't know. By Hashem knowing himself, meaning by Hashem being himself, everything is included. So nothing is being added to Hashem. So if Hashem knows everything that exists in the world by himself, so there's nothing outside of Hashem. So you can't say that Hashem is in one place, and Hashem is remote controlling the world, which means that the world is something separated from Hashem, and Hashem is controlling the world. That means you're saying there's a place that God doesn't exist. If you're saying there's a place God doesn't exist, it's apikorsis. It's not believing in God. There isn't a place that God doesn't exist. What?
It's not like Hashem doesn't exist, but sometimes it's more revealing of Hashem. Vayered Hashem ve'anan, vayetyatev v'mosham.
Revealing.
100%.
But who is the change by? By Hashem or by us? I'll give you a simple marshal. Yeah? The sun shines in the sky. Right? So if your curtains are open, the sun shines into your house. You close the curtains, the sun doesn't shine in your house. Does the sun change, the sun itself, does it change whether your curtains are open or closed? No. The only change is for whom? For us. The sun doesn't change any drop. Nothing. The whole difference between Hashem revealing himself and not revealing himself is only in that aspect as far as we're concerned. So when the Jews make a bigger vessel, when there's a bigger keli, so then God reveals more. That means you open the curtain a little bit more, you get more sunlight. The sun is not changing. The sun is not affected any way whatsoever if your curtains are open or closed. Hashem doesn't change. Hashem is all over. In fact, the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin that the Alter Rebbe brings down in Tanya, the end of Perek Lamed Hei, the Apikoros says, Ram Gamliel, Kama Shechinta Isluchu. How many gods do you have? What was his question? He said, it says in the Gemara that Apikoros says, Ram Gamliel, it says, Kol Be'asar Shechinta Sharia, whenever you have 10 Jews in a room, the Shechina is there. So he says, so there's 10 Jews in this room, God is revealing himself. 10 Jews in another room, again, God is revealing himself. In another room, another country, another, you know, part of whatever. So he says, then you have a million gods. Every place is 10 Jews. God is coming to reveal himself. So what did Rambam Gamliel answer him? Rambam Gamliel said, this mashal of the Shemesh. The Shemesh is one sun shining. Like they once asked the Kotzka, where is God? And his answer was, wherever you let him in. That doesn't mean that mitzad God, there's a difference. God is all over. As far as we're concerned, as far as how much God we feel, how much godliness is revealed to us, that depends on how much we let him in. But when you hide behind the curtain from yourself, you're not hidden. There's no difference if the curtain's open or closed. You go into a room and close the door, you're not hidden. You're only hidden from somebody else. So you can't say the way the concept of Tzimtzum Kepshuta is, God removed himself from the world. That means he's not here. And he's running the world, remote control. You know, from the distance. Mashgiach no
Maila. Does anyone still believe that in the firm world? Are any groups that still believe that?
The Talmud of the Gra that held Tzimtzum Kepshuta, he himself later changed his mind. Chaim Voloshin changed his mind and went back to the concept of Tzimtzum, not Kepshuta. Even though they say, I mean, I remember when the official, I didn't hear the Rebbe say it, but they say that the Rebbe once said upstairs by Emil that if it wouldn't be for this Shayich Lamun, he would also hold Tzimtzum Kepshuta.
Right, so from people
who
don't learn this, what do they think?
First of all, do they think? No, you think about this.
It's the concept of God. I mean, it's big difference we learn. It's something we just have to know. But what is the person that is not learning it? What does he think? Okay, he doesn't think. What does he know?
The Baal Shem Tov, you take the Rambam and made in the Vuchim. The Rambam Meir in the Vuchim writes that Hashkacha Pratis is only on Min HaMedaber, only on people. Yeah. And the Rambam is not the only one that writes that. But there's a long, in Bakal Kutasichis, Chelek Vav, there's a whole beer from the Rebbe on Hashkacha Pratis, it's called Kuntas Hashkacha, it's in Bakal Kutasichis, and the Rebbe has a whole, 20 pages maybe, maybe even more. The Rebbe explains that even according to, and the Rebbe proves that the Rambam himself says there's a Shkocha Pratis and everything, but what the Rambam means over there, and it's not a stira to Teres of Hashem Tov, what the Rebbe is explaining here, that there's a Shkocha Pratis and everything, that what the Rambam means is there's a greater level of Ashkocha and Medaber and people than there is. But even the Rambam would hold, and the Rebbe proves this from places, that even the Rambam would hold that there's Hashkocha Pratis, there's divine providence, and every individual thing. You have the famous proof that the Alter Rebbe brought from the Gemara in Chulin. When they asked the Alter Rebbe, where is the source of the Baal Shem Tov's Hashkocha Pratis, not like the Rambam, that's only a Min HaMedaber, so the Alter Rebbe brought him a proof from a clear Gemara, it's a Rashi in Chumash. There's a fish, a bird called Shalach, it's one of the birds that the Torah talks about, and the Gemara says, why is it called Shalach? So Rashi says, it's a Sheila Dogim in Ayam. That's a bird, a pelican, or whatever you want to call it, that flies into the ocean and chaps fish. And the Gemara says in Chulin, on the Pasik Mishpatecha Tahim Rabo, that God, your judgment is in the depth. The Gemara says, there's a din v'cheshbin, and which fish this particular bird is going to catch at which particular time. So the Alter Rebbe said, it's a clear cut from the Gemara that there's Hashkocha Pratis even on animals. So how can you say it's only a Min HaMedaber? So the Alter Rebbe proved in the Gemara that Hashkocha Pratis is not only, but there has to be Hashkocha Pratis, because if Hashem's presence exists all over, and the existence of everything in the world is Hashem's existence, so then everything is running by Hashem. And Hashem is found in manure, and is found in garbage, and is found in everything, and that, because if not, it couldn't exist. Only in Torah mitzvahs, and only because Hashem said so. The only freedom of choice that any person, Jews have at least, Goyim have in their seven mitzvahs, b'nei ne'achos, so the Rebbe writes. Also, because you can't have reward and punishment. You have reward and punishment if you don't have free will. And even by, the Rebbe writes, by Bilam himself says, when they, Balak asked him to come, he said, Lo yuchal avers pi Hashem. I cannot transgress the word of God. Yeah? Whether to go or not. Yet, Bilam, the Gemara says, Bo ala seinei. The Gemara said, Bilam had relations with his donkey on the way over, which is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei ne'ach. So the question is, here Bilam said they can't go against the word of God, and here he had relations with his donkey. So the Rebbe explains, because in the seven mitzvahs that they're obligated in, they also have free choice. Because you can't punish or reward a guy for their seven mitzvahs if they don't have free choice either. So only in Torah mitzvahs, and only because Hashem said so, by the way, and Hashem made it that way, do we have free choice. We have no free choice in anything else. Not where we live, not who we marry, not what we do, not nothing.
As when the donkey was killed.
When the donkey was killed? Or wasn't there? I don't know.
No, but it's written that Aniarogat
tried to kill. He wanted to kill it.
No, Bilam wanted to kill it, but it's written explanation that because Hamor was killed because he was speaking. It was embarrassing for the human being, and Hamor was killed.
The different Midrash of Medrash says it's the Hamor of Mashiach, it's whatever. It's in the closet somewhere, who knows?
What do you mean we don't have a choice about who we marry and what we do?
It's already destined from God who we're going to marry 40 days before our conception. Anyway, so, what? Yeah.
Is that in terms of our
people
not being able to...
The Rebbe did not explain yet what Simpson means. You're just saying what it's not.
No, but so you said that
is going to explain when the Arizal says he removed himself, it doesn't mean literally.
I understand that.
No.
The problem is, if he needed to remove himself, or the world can exist,
yeah.
Then, in terms of us, does that mean that he's here incomplete, and just that our flipa is not allowed?
Yes, Hashem is here in his completeness. Just say before the tzimtzum, after the tzimtzum, kedem shinav neilam, achas shinav neilam, the same God.
So
it's only our perception of him.
Then it's the same strength, though.
Correct.
Why would it say that he
had the Sometimes it says that when Israel sinned, then Hashem came, Achvar Hashem Nirabena.
No.
So before you said that only if, you know, if we make a keli, Hashem can come and we see. You know,
Hashem came to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't sin. Hashem came to Moshe Rabbeinu to punish the Jews. He didn't come to reward the Jews.
Okay.